You're listening to an exclusive presentation of X2Next Sports Radio.
Welcome to another episode of X2Next Sports Radio. It is Thursday, Halloween. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Guys, what's going on? What are you dressed as?
I'm dressed as a young Puerto Rican guy.
That's interesting.
No costume.
No costume. All right, well, that's...
How about you? What
are
you
doing? That's new. Me? Yeah, so anyhow. I had nothing for that one. Good job. Anyhow, special Halloween edition of X2Next Sports Radio. We have Thursday night. 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals. What an awesome game we got to look forward to tonight on this Halloween special. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring to you a few matchups. Some ghosts or goblins this week for our matchups. And some news. We have some news. There is some interesting news out there. Few injury updates and some releases that's kind of gone along this week. We have the bye weeks. The Saints are on a bye. Falcons, Rams, and the Bengals. So a lot of players down, right? So we'll look at who we should start, sit this weekend, all right? We'll touch base on a little bit of that as well. And then, you know, we'll take it from there. So, hey, make sure you got your costume on and give those trick-or-treaters all the candy they want. and enjoy this episode. All right, guys, it's a windy night. We got crazy winds going on tonight. It's warm too, man.
Yeah.
Man, so we're up here in windy New England, and I don't know, but it's got to be like 60 something degrees. It's warm and muggy. I think we're in the middle of like a hurricane or something.
Yeah.
It sounds like 71 degrees. That's a little weird. Yeah. But anyhow, you know, Halloween was canceled in some places around here because of the weather. But, hey, we still got a few guys ringing the doorbell over here. So, yeah. We'll see how that goes. Guys, so, listen, let's jump right into tonight's matchup. We have the 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, not much to look for here for me, I guess. We have the introduction of Kenyon Drake.
Yeah,
right? Cardinals. For the Cardinals.
Going to be getting a lot of playing time, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, who else do they got? You know, Alfred Morris? I mean, that's pretty much it. I don't think...
Well, Johnson's a game-time decision.
I don't think he goes.
I don't think so, either.
I don't think he goes. Hey, you got a little notification. Who's that? ESPN News? Yeah, got any alerts there?
We got the scoop on it all, guys.
I don't know. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't think David Johnson plays... and we know Edmonds out, so Kenyon Drake's probably, I don't know, he's playing the best defense in the league right now, so yeah. I don't think he's going to get more than 10 points, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and what's crazy about that, he's listed as probable still, too. Like,
really? I mean, yeah. he got there when? Monday?
Yeah. You Tuesday? Know, so it's a short week for both teams.
Yeah.
Okay. But who else have they got to run the ball? I don't know. And then, again, like you said, on that 49ers defense, I really don't expect much out of them for that. Other than that, I mean, but look, even on the other side of the ball, I mean, is Breida going? I don't think he's going, right? I mean, he's listed as probable as well. And on a short week, I doubt if they start him.
I wouldn't against the Cardinals, to be honest with you, unless it's I don't know, address him, but maybe not play him.
Yeah. Look, I wouldn't start Murray tonight. I wouldn't start Drake. If there's anybody I'd start, possibly Sanders.
I'd go Emmanuel Sanders. I'd go Coleman as well.
Yeah, Coleman did have a big week last week, right? Mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, I'd go Coleman. What about Fitzgerald?
Mm. If I had to, I'd flex
him.
If
you have to.
I mean, I don't know. I might go
Depends
Christian.
On the situation.
I mean, he's projected 10. What do you think? High or low?
I think about 10. Yeah. I think he'll get about 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd probably go Kirk over Fitzgerald, to be honest with you, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be
last couple weeks haven't been good for Fitz anyways.
Right. Yeah.
He only had, what? Let's see.
I don't know. He performs against good teams, though.
Look, you're right.
I mean, yeah. here's my thing.
If Kyler can get him the ball, though.
You're starting Niners defense. You're starting Kittle, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
And then Sanders?
I'm taking a shot on Sanders, yeah.
I'd flex him. I don't know. Not too much. I mean, it's not going to be too much of a game tonight, I don't think. I think this is going to, again, it's a short week for both. You know, a lot of injuries there. We're midway through the season and stuff. So
I just think these Thursday night games, like, how do you, like, do a whole game plan in 4 days?
No, that's tough. It's tough on all those teams who have to deal with that. So
they have a limited playbook, and most of the time they just run the ball.
Yeah, and it's not
boring, they're boring games.
Listen, it doesn't gear up for good football.
A lot
of times, you know. I mean, we've been, I think, a couple rare occasions this year. We've had a couple games. Actually, I think it was back to back weeks where we had some pretty solid Thursday night games. But these Thursday night games, you're right. Listen, it's another day for the NFL to be on TV. So you know they're getting airtime there. So it's just another day of football, and I get it. But the quality of these Thursday night games aren't always the best. And that's going to jump me right into the next game we're going to talk about is the London game. All right, so another London game.
Another one.
9:30 in the morning Eastern time, I believe, is the start for this. It's the Houston Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars in London. Is it Wembley Field or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, look, this is a big game, though. So this is a little bit different, right? So Texans are 5-3. Jacksonville's right there at 4-4.
Yeah.
Divisional game, right? This is a big one to me. I think this is going to be an interesting game. I'll let you guys talk on this a little bit. You know, and then I'll kind of jump in on this a little bit. But what's your output in this game? What are you thinking?
I think there's a couple names out there that you want to, you know what I mean? You want to keep an eye out on. There's you know, DJ Chark.
Yeah.
You can see him out there. See if he can get going against a weak Houston defense.
Yeah, so yeah. That Houston secondary,
it's not so good.
No, definitely not. Listen, their running defense isn't all that great either. They just lost JJ Watt.
You're right.
Right. So they're down. So Leonard Fournette,
he should have a day.
He should have a solid game. Look, I'm going to tell you what. This is my thought on this. Okay. I don't know if Westbrook goes. And if Westbrook does play, he's definitely going to be limited. Okay, he was limited today in practice once again. I think you got to play Conley in this. You got to play Chris Conley in this, and I'm going to tell you why. So, like, we just talked about the secondary for Houston. All right, they're still putting some things together. They just picked up a new piece with that trade from Oakland, right? And, listen, we saw Oakland kind of exploit him, too. They know his weakness there a little bit. So Conley's going to be that guy. He's going to be that guy. He's going to stretch that field. He's really going to be that one. And I think there's going to be a couple big plays. You got to play him. If you got him available in the flex, I think you play him, man. You take that chance because the upside for him could be huge.
I agree. They're coming off a hot game too. I know, right, yeah, man. It was the Jets, but it's not. I mean, Houston's not that much better.
I think the Jets secondary might even be better.
No, I think the Jets secondary is better.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
So
and healthier.
Right.
And so
he got 24 for them. So
Here, look on the flip side, Kenny Stills ain't somebody to kind of just wash over either because here's the thing: just like we talked about Houston secondary. Jacksonville secondary, you know, they got rid of Ramsey, right? They're not all there either.
Right.
They're still trying to piece some things together. You can throw on Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially when you have one of the best receivers in the game. Like DeAndre Hopkins, he's projected 19 points.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a huge projection.
Crazy. Which is why I think you flex Kenny. If you have Stills, you play him because that's going to be that one or two plays where he's going to be deep down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hopkins, that's his name. He's going to light it up, man. You know what I mean? And Stills is going to get open.
Yep.
And another one you're going to have to look out for is that tight end, man. I think Darren Fells is probably set up to have another big game. The opportunity is there, I think. I think the opportunity is there. The chances are going to be there for him to have a big game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially down in the red zone. He's a big guy. He's a big target.
Two touchdowns last week.
Yeah. And listen, he was targeted 6 times. He caught them all. Okay. And he's on the field for 90% of the snaps.
Good numbers.
So that's my take on there. As far as the running game goes for Houston, though, man, I don't know. I don't see much there. I mean,
me neither. I don't trust any of their backs, to be honest. Yeah.
Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson.
But I mean, look at Carlos Hyde for a second. Look, if you go click on his profile, look how many carries he gets. He gets 19, 12, 26, 21, right. But he doesn't get really anything.
He's not really producing. He's not really producing. I mean, that's...
But the volume is there. That's the volume crazy volume.
The volume is there. I mean, he's not even on the field that often anyways.
Dude, 19 and that's why it's crazy how he gets the many snaps.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. If he's on the field, it's going to him. It's predictable.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. But again, you know, that's you know, with all that volume, you'd expect more.
I agree.
I don't think they start the volume. Listen, if there's any back that you're going to start in that, though, it's going to be Carlos Hyde, right? Because obviously they are trying to get him the ball there. So,
yeah.
All right. Look, let's talk a little bit about this Minnesota-Kansas City game. This is another game that's got some big implications on it, right? The Chiefs are 5-3 right now. Don't know if Mahomes is going or not. I don't think he's playing.
I don't think either.
I don't think he's playing.
And honestly, I don't think you make that move.
Yeah.
If I'm the Chiefs, why? He's the face of your franchise. Why ruin that starting one game too soon in the regular season?
Yeah, no, I hear you. So if they lose this game, which I think if they don't start Mahomes, I think they're losing this game. I think even with Mahomes, there's a good chance they can lose this game too. So because listen, you can throw the ball. You can throw exactly. And look, Kirk Cousins right now is lighting things up. They're gonna torch this secondary. That's my feeling on this, and I'm okay with that.
Kirk Cousins kind of had an off week last week against Washington. That was a Thursday night game. I get it, but I mean, he didn't really do that well.
What did he do last week against Washington? Yeah, I guess not.
285 yards. That's about it. No touchdowns.
Yeah, you're right.
They ran the ball a lot.
That was a Dalvin Cook show, wasn't it?
And all his yards were on screen passes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Diggs had a big day.
I guess so. But listen, I mean, that doesn't mean he can't do, like, he can do damage.
He can. Oh, that's not a question.
He can light up. He can.
And I think he will this defenses. Week against Kansas City, right? Yeah. Because their defense is terrible.
He definitely can. I think they win this game. That puts the Chiefs at 5-4. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Vikings are in that battle with Green Bay.
Yeah,
they are.
You know, so I do think the Vikings come off with a win on this one. I say if you got Cousins, you play him. You obviously have to play Cook. I think you stay away from all Chiefs running backs. I don't know how you can start any of them, to be honest with you. Especially against this defense.
If you have to, I feel bad for you.
Right. I don't trust McCoy.
Nope. Fumble machine.
Yeah, I don't trust
it's
him.
It's been a disappointment.
I don't trust any of the Williams.
Damien or Darren or Darrell.
So I don't know. I don't know where to go there. And then as far as receiver goes, it's all gonna depend on who's throwing the ball.
I'm starting Hill no matter what.
Well, you gotta start Hill because I think that's the main guy.
Right.
But
yeah,
and you have to be a good quarterback to hit him down the field, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no,
you if don't. He's so he open, just, you know what I mean. But I'd stay away from Watkins, Robinson, and Hardman.
Yeah, there's no one else there. But, I wouldn't really.
I would start Diggs and Thielen.
I mean, Watkins in a hard flex, I guess, especially with the bias.
I don't know.
Listen, if you're in a jam, if you have no choice, you have no choice.
Diggs waiver and Thielen, wire.
You gotta
play.
I mean,
who's on the waiver? Who's on the waiver? Who's on the waiver that you start over Watkins?
Let me see.
I don't think there's
let me hit the waivers, good. Man. I don't know how to get there, but I'm trying.
there's Antonio Brown. Yeah. He's available. No, so.
Preston Williams.
You'd start Preston Williams against the Jets? Bobo Watkins?
Look at his numbers.
I don't know. I don't know.
Does he have probably, you know, does he have no?
He gets targets,
he's solid, you know, 10, 11 points per game. But
in a PPR, which is not bad. Yeah. And honestly, I don't know. I think Watkins is about the same. I think it's an even.
I don't understand why A.J. Brown isn't getting more targets.
You should.
I don't understand. So this
look at his numbers. He has 8 receptions, you know.
I don't understand. That bothers me. Yeah. This bothers me a lot. This guy should be getting... You got Tannehill not throwing the ball now. You know what I mean? Again, I don't know. Anyways, A.J. Brown should be doing... I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what to do with him. He should definitely be... His numbers should be way better.
He's going to go to a different team and just really... The Texans are going to be pretty upset with how they used him.
The Titans?
Yeah. Titans, sorry, yeah.
Those guys too, right?
Yeah.
Anyone who didn't draft them.
Right. I don't think anybody else. There's nobody on it. I mean, I don't see anyone on here that I would
Yeah, you're right. I'll definitely take an L for that. But yeah.
Nah. But all right. Look, I was gonna go Jets Miami, talk about it a bit. We talked about it a little bit, you know, pregame. But I'm looking at this. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami pulls something off if they really wanted to here. I don't have much faith in the Jets. You know, there's a lot of turmoil right now going on with the Jets.
Right, because of the trade rumors and everything.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell, you know, Jamal Adams, all that stuff.
Sam Darnold seeing ghosts.
Oh, that's bad. it's Halloween, so maybe it's normal today. You might see some ghosts in Miami.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got to tell you, I think Miami actually has a shot to get their first win, to be honest with you. And that's not me being, you know.
But I mean, at this point, do they want to?
That's what I said earlier. You know, if they want to, I think, you know.
I don't think they do. You know, they've had several opportunities to win games. And, well, not several, but I mean, like, Pittsburgh, they were up 14-0. They didn't score a single point since the second quarter. It just seems too, like, fixed to me.
That's kind of suck for the players. I don't know. I don't get it.
Like, they just put, like, Xavier Howard had a minor knee injury. They just put him on IR. They're not even, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I get it. I get it. But, I mean, it's just showing that they're not trying to win games.
I get that. I see that. But I just... Like, that's just got to be hard on the players. Like, I can't...
And
like,
I get it.
Do you not want one win?
I mean, if you want the first draft pick...
Do you want a defeated season?
I mean, right now you're playing to get the first pick, and I would wait to get my first win until the Bengals get their first win. Hmm. You know what I mean? If that's what really they're going for, I don't know. I don't get it. But anyway.
If you're going to lose the season, lose it right.
Yeah, and save your good players. So I think
if you're going to lose... the season, lose it right.
You know? Okay. If your goal is to get the first draft, like pick in the draft to get whoever you want, whoever they're planning to get, then do it.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
You're right, though. I mean, probably sucks for the players.
It is. Who wants to risk their body for a team that's
It's hard to start the season with high hopes and then find out you're the worst team.
But did they really have high hopes, though?
No, they traded their whole team for picks.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know. It's just, I guess we'll see what happens next year in Miami. I'm going to, you know, when Tom Brady goes down there, maybe they'll start building a
But anyway, I mean, I don't know. Would you start, why wouldn't you start Sam Darnold against the Dolphins defense?
I'd start him.
Yeah. I would. I think I am, actually.
I'd start Le'Veon Bell, too. You have to start Le'Veon Bell.
I think you have to start Bell. Well, you have to start Bell. I mean, I'd start Darnold if I had to.
I'd start Robbie Anderson.
Yeah. I was just looking at Chris Herndon, too. He might make his debut this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see if he does or if he doesn't. But I know there's been high hopes for him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know, guys. I don't know. It's just, I don't mean to kind of, I'm not trying to rub salt in a wound or things like that. I just think, you know, as a player, they go, you want to come out there and play, and it's hard. I guess maybe they all have the same understanding. I don't know. I really just don't know how they feel about that. And
I mean, they swear they're not losing on purpose. You know, I don't know.
But like you said, you're up 14-0, and then, you know, the dude, honestly, Fitzpatrick was more like Fitztragic. He just threw two picks.
He looked great
for the first couple drives, right? And then all of a sudden,
they came back against Washington and then went for two, and you just drop a screen pass.
At halftime, they were reminded that they're trying to get the first pick, so they decided to go out there.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing happened.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about the Chicago and Philly game?
I know what I am going to think. I think I'm definitely starting Jordan Howard against his old team because it's a revenge game. And you know, the trend is that the team you go to and they play each other, you do great. You know what I mean? So I think Jordan Howard is set for a big game.
I think you play
Howard. Do you think Philly pulls it off?
Yeah. Chicago has really not been playing well.
Listen, they're in a downhill spiral. They can't get that offense together.
I mean, the Eagles play good football. They can play good football.
I just don't trust Trubisky to win games. He's the problem, I think. On that team.
I heard.
That's what I think.
I don't know who said it, so I wish I could give them the credit for it, because I can't remember what show I was watching. And I think I shared this with you. Mm. They said the worst thing that happened to Chicago was for them to go 12-4 last year.
Right.
Because now they were expected to be a better football team when they weren't.
Right.
The expectations were high.
I wish I could remember who said that. I forgot what show I was listening to.
Maybe a podcast. Maybe one.
Yeah, I don't remember. And listen, whoever said that, I apologize. And I wish I can give you the credit. And if you're listening, I'm honored. So I don't remember who it was, but anyhow, it was. Listen, I don't think that's a very true statement.
Yeah,
that's
a very true statement. Fact.
You know, they go 12-4, and you're expected to do huge things the following year, and you come out and just stink. That offense stinks.
Listen, yeah, it does. But, you know, the one bright spot last week was David Montgomery. And, you know, Philly's defense has been very inconsistent this year.
Right.
Do you think that David Montgomery has another big game?
I mean, that's all that. But see, I mean, you're against the Chargers. I don't know. No, I don't think he has a game like that. The Chargers is another team that's...
No, not like that. I'm saying a good... You know, like, he's averaging what? Like, 8 points a game? You think he gets... I'm talking higher than average. You think he gets, like, 10, 15?
I mean, I could see him getting 15, yeah. So he's projected 11. I could see him getting 15, 16 points. He touched the ball 27 times last week.
Look at his volume change, yeah.
Last 27 times. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
But that was all they were able to do. You know?
Why stop it?
I get it.
If you can execute the
run. It didn't win the game for them, but, you know. Yeah, I mean, but in that division, it's too late for them. I mean, you know, Minnesota and Green Bay are so far ahead of them.
Yeah.
That you know.
They don't seem to be slowing down either.
No, especially not Green Bay.
I mean, they still try to win this game, though. You know, I don't know what that.
No, you're right. I wouldn't just tank it, but.
It's too late to tank. They already won 3 games.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
they're turning back now.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they started off the year pretty good, and then they just kind of fell apart.
Well said.
All right. So, look, there's some other games. That Tampa Bay-Seattle game, I think, is going to be a big game. You know, there's going to be – I think that's a high-scoring game.
Tampa Bay-Seattle, yeah. I'd stay away from the defenses this week in that game for sure.
This is going to be – This should be. This has all the makings of a shootout, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're looking what? I mean, if you're going over under, what, 46? Over and under?
Over. I go over 46.
Yeah. Over? Yeah. This is going to be a high-scoring game. Mm. You start Carson.
Definitely.
You start Lockett. You start Godwin. You start Evans. Mm. You start Metcalf.
Yep. I'd stay away from the running backs in Tampa Bay, to be honest with you.
I would, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's not enough trust in there.
Right.
I'd start, listen, if you need to start Winston, I'd start Winston.
Yeah, I'd start Winston.
I'd go.
And you obviously got to start Wilson.
So. Yeah, that's non-negotiable. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of throwing the ball around in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
The game I'm excited for is Patriots-Ravens. I think this is one of the best games of the week because I think this is the Patriots' first big test.
This is a huge test.
This is the first test for the Patriots.
Yeah.
They're away and they're playing the best running QB in the league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a huge test for them, and I agree.
They have a lot to focus on playing against Baltimore.
Right.
Baltimore just came off a bye.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that. So they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this game.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on this game? So what's your project? Talk to me.
Right now, I think Lamar Jackson. I don't think New England's going to have an answer for Lamar Jackson. I think this is the first week New England's defense doesn't do well. I'm saying New England's going to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Brady's going to perform well. But I'm going to say that I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Okay. I think the Patriots do win this game. I don't see them scoring a lot of points this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't. I think if it does become a shootout, I see the Ravens winning.
I could see that for sure.
I think the Patriots win this game as a low-scoring game, but I think if the Ravens are scoring points and it comes down to it in the fourth quarter, I just think that they have the edge.
I just think the Patriots are too good, man. I just don't.
You know, it sucks, but I mean, I think Lamar would win this game for the Ravens if they do win the game
for sure.
You know,
and that's what I'm saying. I
think that only happens in a shootout.
All right,
because if it's a low-scoring game,
Lamar's not going to win a shootout. So I'm going to have to disagree with you there because if it's a shootout, Lamar's not going to win a shootout. So that if it's on the ground and he's able to scramble, and he's,
I'm just saying the high scoring game as a shootout.
Right, but that's what I mean. But like if it's going to be a straight shootout, then it's going to be the Patriots win. That's just me. I like Lamar. I do. I just don't think he's the type of quarterback that's going to be able to sit there and sit back and drop for 350 yards if it came for it. Not at this point in his career. Not saying that he doesn't have that type of game in him. But if it turns into a true shootout where they have to go back and forth, because the one thing we do know about the Patriots defense, they can't stop the run. Mm-hmm. So if they shut this running game down for both Ingram and Jackson, and it turns into a shootout, because that's what they're going
to
try to do.
But the running at the quarterback position is 100% different than running at... They have to put a spy. That changes a lot of the defense.
Listen, no doubt. But if there's any defensive person who can do that, it's going to be Belichick. Sure. It's going to be these Patriots.
Right.
And that's my point with this, is if they shut down that one side of that game for the Ravens and turn this into a true one-dimensional shootout, it's the Patriots win easy.
If Lamar doesn't have a touchdown on the ground in 70 yards, they're not winning this game.
I can't disagree with that. That's absolutely right.
Lamar definitely has to be a huge part of this
game. But does he get 70?
I think he will.
I think it can happen.
Against the Patriots?
Yeah. I think he can. I wouldn't start the Patriots defense.
If there's any defense in today's game that I think that can shut down, that can concentrate on both shutting down the run and the pass, it's going to be this defense. This defense, we've seen them do things that we just haven't seen before.
You don't think the 49ers can do that?
I don't think so. I think he'd have a better shot against the Niners than he does against the Patriots. Hmm. I do. I'm not disrespecting the Niners defense on that.
I think it's the person leading the defense, which is the Patriots, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, no.
Is
no,
that what you're adding?
No
on?
Doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. That guy, leadership, the guy, the coaching, right? The guy's coaching is undeniable, the best. He can change up. We've seen it. We've seen it happen at halftime in the Super Bowl, and you're down 28-3. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And he's turned it around.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm talking about. It's that type of mindset that can, and look, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's an easy task though. So don't get, confused with what I'm saying here. This is definitely going to be a tough task. Lamar Jackson is a talent. Mm-hmm. This kid can straight out ball. And you mix that up with Mark Ingram. Yes, this is going to be difficult for them to do. But if they're able to turn this game into a one-dimensional game, Patriots win hands down. Now, I'm not saying that's what it's going to, you know what I mean? But if that happens, if they shut this game down, that side of the game, then I think the Ravens are in trouble.
Yeah.
So, that's Sunday night game. That's actually going to be a good game.
Yeah.
That's actually going to be a good game. And then the Monday night game, let's jump into that, and we can wrap up this segment with this one. It's the Dallas Cowboys coming off a bye week against the New York G-Men. Listen, divisional game, okay, this is in New York, correct?
New Jersey.
Yeah, the New York Giants out of New Jersey. I'm walking here. All right, so what do I expect from this game? I expect a big game from Dak Prescott. I think he's had a week to kind of rethink some things, right? Mm. I think Zeke is going to eat. This guy is going to be fat, and he's gonna have a huge game. I do like this, Zeke and Barkley kind of like competition. I think that's going to be something to look at.
These are two big running backs. I mean, that's what they are.
These are two teams.
If you're naming good running backs, they're two
it's
people
one
you're
two.
Gonna
they're
name.
Very yeah. good, yeah, at running the ball. Well, we don't see a lot of good running teams, to be honest with you.
If you have to rank. And I'm just, side note, because I just said the 1 and 2, but then all of a sudden CMC just jumped in my mind as soon as I said that.
I felt
disrespect. Yeah, I felt like I just disrespected somebody there. So Cook, Zeke, Saquon, CMC. How do you rank those?
Zeke.
Well, we obviously know
how it might be a homer pick, but I think Zeke. I just think
Zeke won. So are we doing performance based this season?
I'm just saying overall skill set right off the rip.
I think Zeke. I mean, I'm going Zeke Saquon, but that's because just feel like
they're kind of
built the same. They kind of have the same skills.
On the Miami Dolphins. He's not going to be the same Zeke he is now.
Right.
Zeke has the best offensive line in football.
You're right.
Carolina has a good offensive line, but not like Christian McCaffrey is one of the most elusive backs in the game. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go CMC number one because of his situation, and then I'm going to go Saquon number two because the Giants also have a terrible offensive line. Okay. And then Zeke number three. That's how I
go. I think Dalvin I go there. Four? I think Dalvin four by default only because, and listen, no disrespect to him either. I mean, the guy can straight up cook.
It's just how it is right now.
Yeah. But that's just when you have CMC, when you have Saquon, Zeke, you know, in front of you, that's just...
And that's no disrespect to Zeke. He's just got the best offensive line in football.
No, it's not. It's not a disrespect. I think you nailed it right there. You hit the nail on the head. You're right. CMC definitely has to be one.
Hottest running back out right now.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. But anyhow, getting back to this game here, we just jumped onto that. You know, Elliott and Barkley, I think that's going to be a huge, that's going to be fun to watch. A
lot of fun to watch, yeah.
A lot of fun to watch, absolutely.
Barkley's going to get his.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, no. He's going to eat too. And then in the receiving game, Cooper can have a game. He can have a game against his Giants secondary. But I also think Golden Tate might be able to get some on here too.
I don't know. Dan Jones is coming off the best game of his career by far last week. I mean, I just don't have the confidence in Dan Jones against Dallas right now. Especially Dallas coming off a bye. I think they're prepared. Dallas' defense is pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to tell you what I like about Dan Jones. I don't think he gets shook.
I don't think he's going to get shook.
I think he kind of, he kind of steps up to the challenges as being a young quarterback that he is.
Yeah.
And listen, he's seen Minnesota's defense. He's seen New England's defense. So he's seen some pretty rough defenses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't do well against those defenses.
No, he didn't. But he did have
Do well against Washington.
He didn't do well against Washington.
That doesn't really.
But.
Do anything but, for me.
Again, huh?
I mean, that isn't really...
Yeah, I mean, that's... Again, this is... You're,
I mean, you divisional, your, yes, but...
You're learning still, right? You're the right?
Two worst teams.
But at the same time, I he doesn't shy away from the challenge, I think. So I think he definitely goes out there. And he, if it comes to the point where he's got to kind of sling it around, he's got weapons, is all I'm saying.
And he's got the confidence, too. But yeah. I'm just saying, I'm just not favorable of the matchup, is what I'm saying.
Well, I don't think they win the game. No, don't get me wrong.
But do you see him throwing for 300 yards in a couple?
No, I don't. I don't see him throwing for 300. I could see him throw for 225 and two. You know what I mean? Hmm. And I can see Tate and Ingram getting a lot of that. That's just my thought on that.
Yeah.
But look, it's gonna be. I think this is a good Monday night matchup.
Me too.
I really do. I think it's gonna be a good Monday night game. But anyhow, that's just some of the games that we're talking about for this weekend. Tell us what you think. Hit us up on Twitter, XNX Radio 1, and let us know what you think. We'll be right back. I'm Jay Rivera with XNX Sports Radio, and I want to talk to you about EMP Music Studio, the new home of XNX Sports. EMP Music Studios, located in beautiful downtown Hartford, Connecticut, has everything you need to record your next music production. With the latest in production and editing equipment and top quality service, EMP Music Studio gets the job done right. Look them up on Facebook or send me a message to get connected with EMP Music Studio. It's impossible to Photoshop your whole life. All right, and we're back. Hope everyone's enjoying the show. Again, quick reminder to follow us on Twitter. What's our Twitter handle, Jake?
XNX Radio 1.
Ha ha! There we go. XNX Radio 1.
The number.
The number 1. XNX Radio and the number 1 on Twitter. Follow and we'll follow back. All right. So, we're going to jump into a new Halloween segment called Ghost or Goblins. What does that mean? All right. So, listen, I'm going to ask you guys. You guys kind of went through this a little bit. Okay. Tell me who your ghosts are going to be this week, meaning who's just not even going to show up on the field. We just stay away from them. Don't even bother playing them. And then your goblins, those who are going to terrorize the field this weekend, haunt the defenses, and, have a big game. So, ghosts or goblins. Jake, who do you got? Who are your ghosts?
I got Jacoby Brissett playing Pittsburgh. Brissett's been hot lately. I think Pittsburgh's third-ranked defense is going to extinguish him this week. So I'm going Brissett's to sit him this week for sure. He's a ghost.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
That's okay. So Brissett has a ghost. Yeah. Man.
Yep. And then I got, no surprise here, Shady versus Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
You know, I just don't really have any faith in anything in the Chiefs' backfield right now. They're split between three running backs that are all now healthy. Staying away.
That's a good one.
Cortland Sutton versus the Browns.
Oh,
Cortland Sutton's been the main guy there.
Good one.
And in Denver, they're starting a new quarterback this week, right?
You know what?
Flacco's not even starting this week.
Yeah, Flacco's hurt. And you know what? Shame on us for not even. We should have went down a little bit, and we'll do that in a bit. Yeah. Yeah, they're starting Brandon Allen, that guy. So
Brandon Allen's starting.
That guy is amazing. Tell me about him.
Yeah, I really can't. So.
Exactly.
That's why I'm sitting Cortland Sutton. So he's a ghost this week.
He is a ghost. I think Brandon Allen's a ghost too. So start him, guys.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to say Kenyon Drake. First game. Looking around on the news, they're really hyping him up, saying he's going to get a lot of playing time. He's going to get a lot of snaps, but I don't think they're really thinking of who they're playing. They're playing the 49ers, the best defense in the league. I'm just not confident in any production from Kenny Drake this week.
Yeah, you know what? I don't disagree with that one either.
It's not an easy game to come into. Right?
That's, man, how crazy would it be if he'd stepped in and just blew it up tonight, though?
You know,
God, that's gotta
that'd
hurt.
Be nice.
That'd
be nice for him.
That'd be nice.
Not nice for me,
not
man.
Not nice for Miami, though, right? Yeah. Yeah. But man, that's gotta be crazy. So, all right, I think the only one there that I kind of question is Brissett. I think he's got big game qualities to him, man. But look, I respect that. I respect that. So we'll see. I think Brissett might be a little bit more surprising than some are thinking, but. We'll go from that. Chris, who you got for your ghosts?
They were kind of similar, but I'd like to add James Conner.
Oh, I think he's ghosting anyways. I don't think he's in playing, to be honest with you.
Well, so some people said that he was already listed out. He's still marked as questionable.
Right.
So,
right. No, right. You're absolutely
it's
right.
It's still up in the air, but.
You're saying based on the matchup?
Based off, yeah. The matchup. I mean, just the way he's been playing. It's kind of been.
I mean, he's had two solid games, but that was against the Chargers.
That's it, you know what I mean?
Well, not two solid games. He had two extraordinary games.
Right.
Sorry.
He hasn't really had an
and
average.
Then Miami.
Like, you know what I mean? There's no games that he's hitting like a 15. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like,
16.
I'm out on.
You know what I mean?
Is it me or is. I'm out on Connor for the rest of the year. Like, that's just me. I just don't trust him.
He's nicked.
He gets
up,
hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's exited the game like six times this year and exited with an injury, never even came back. I'm kind of out on Connor anyways, but that's a good ghost. What else you got? So I tell you, I got a ghost.
I was going to say. Yeah.
What do you got?
I think. Who's going to disappear completely this weekend. I'm kind of out on Melvin Gordon. And that kind of stinks because I have him in one of my leagues. But I just think we're done with any type of remnants of what Melvin Gordon might be. I think the Packers are way too much for the Chargers right now. And there's just going to be no time to even try to establish any type of running game or anything like that. Eckler obviously is the more established person when it comes out of the backfield. When you're talking about pass catching and everything like that, he's been involved with the thing. I think this holdout for Gordon was the worst thing. He might as well just go back on the holdout because he's just not getting anything for the rest of this year.
I think he's actually hurt the team. His presence.
Yeah, this has kind of been a bad thing. I don't see. I'm going to tell you. I think they find a way to dump him at the end of the season. I don't know. That's just my thought. They've kind of saw that they can. You know, be without him. They started off pretty decent. He comes back. Things kind of fell apart. They got rid of their offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they got a new signal caller over there now and stuff like that. So things are kind of just in turmoil over there. And I think he's gone. So I called Melvin Gordon as a ghost for this weekend. I think we're just not going to see him at all. So
good call.
What about Phillip Lindsay?
Look at Phillip Lindsay. I don't know. I don't think he's ghost. I don't think he's goblin. I mean, he's going to be there because right now Denver just got nothing else to do.
I say you pair him with Royce Freeman, and I call him goblins.
Yeah, if you got if you play the two running backs,
a package deal.
If you have,
I say the ground game for Denver is going to be very good this week.
You play them both. Listen, that's a good point. If you have to, especially with bye weeks and things like that, if you got the both of them, I think you play them both, and that's a great point. You know, because again, they don't really have much else going on.
Especially with the backup quarterback, they're going to be a little conservative and they're going to be running the ball a lot.
Things are going to be a little rough for them now. Who you got for your goblins?
We touched on Dak Prescott. I think he's going to definitely be a goblin this week against the New York Giants. Sam Darnold, he will not be seeing ghosts this week against Miami.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think Sam Darnold's going to have a really good day.
Okay, that was a good one.
Also with Le'Veon Bell. I think, like I said previously, Lamar Jackson, he's going to have a good game against New England.
Got him on there, too.
You got to go Matt Stafford, too, especially with the way he's been playing recently. 300 yards last two games. Got to start Matt Stafford. And like I said before, Jordan Howard versus Chicago. They're a revenge game. I think they're really going to give him the ball up.
So that's good.
Those are my goblins here.
I like that. I say honorable mention. If it's me, I think I'd throw Kirk Cousins in there. Okay. He might go ham. Okay. And listen, as much as I hate to say it, you know, Oakland secondary isn't the best, and Matt Stafford just might have a huge game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd like to add to that. He's got to throw to somebody to have a good game. And
which one are you picking?
I don't know. I mean, I like Galladay, and I like Jones, too. I think there's going to be enough for both of them. But, I mean, if I'm going to choose one to be the goblin, I think Galladay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
He's been overperforming the last couple of years. Not overperforming, but he's been the guy who's been going.
He's been
eight targets against the Giants. He had nine against Green Bay. He had a bad week against Minnesota, but who wouldn't?
Right.
You know?
So, but yeah, I think staff, you know, look, I love my silver and black, but I'm going to keep it real. I've always, you know, it is what it is. Their secondary isn't the best, and Matt Stafford's got a gun, man.
Yep.
I think he's going to eat it all up over there. And listen, one last goblin, Aaron Rodgers.
This dude is going to
terrorize these Chargers. I mean, and bad. I think he's just going to torture them. And especially if Devontae Adams comes back.
Hmm.
I mean, if he comes back this weekend, then it's going to be all over.
So does that impact Aaron Jones this week?
Absolutely. Aaron Jones, you know... Now he's still going to get his, but if Adams is back, that's because of who they're going up against. Who I don't know. I mean, 18 is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you that I think he's going to get 18. I really don't know. I don't think if Adams is back, Jones is not getting 18 points.
Okay,
I just don't. I don't see that. Adams has been out for a while. That is Rodgers' guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want to get him back into this game. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And this is the team you want to do it against.
And another guy who's been very productive for Green Bay the last couple weeks is Jamal Williams.
Yeah.
So he's, in fantasy-wise, he's been getting 15 points the last, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Look, I mean, he's averaging
25, 13, 18.
You know, and...
do you see any production for him this week?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's also going to limit... You don't take that away. I think what happens is this kind of... Again, he gets the. I think who gets the.
He's getting the touchdowns.
That's right. He's getting the touchdowns. He is, but I think who gets kind of knocked back a little bit is going to be, Aaron Jones. He's the one who's going to suffer from Adams.
I think the receptions is because Aaron Jones is being a lot of receptions. I think that's where he's going to be limited.
Yeah. So, but that's it, man. That's Ghosts or Goblins. I think those are pretty good ones there. I still think we're going to be a little surprised with Brissett. I don't know. I like the Colts, man. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. We'll see how it goes. But you're right. The Steelers' defense has improved.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
They have improved. And we'll see how that turns out. Yeah, listen. That's what we got. Let us know what you think. And we'll be right back with our last segment. And we're back. All right. Thank you for following. Thank you for listening in to tonight's episode. Listen, again, it's Halloween. It is Halloween. Ooh, did the lights just flicker there?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Spooky. All right, again, we're up here in stormy New England and on Halloween night. Hey, so we're going to finish this off like this. Okay? Do? Top five candies. I want you, what is your top five candy? From five down, you need a list, and we're going to debate about these top fives. Oh. Right. Chris, I'm going to start with you.
Skittles, number one.
Number five, number one?
Number one.
Oh, okay. You're going from the top up.
No, I'm going to say my number one, then go to five to two.
Okay.
All right. Number one is the Skittles.
Okay.
All time fave. Number five is Jolly Ranchers, original hard candy. All
right.
Number four, I got Hi-Chews.
Hi-Chews.
Number three, I got Mambas.
Okay.
And number two, I got the Sour Patch Kids, specifically the watermelons.
Oh, Sour Patch Kid watermelons.
I think two of those would have been in my top ten.
Yeah.
Those are weird. My favorite candy.
Maybe just one would have been in my top ten.
Yeah.
But all right, I got you. I got you, Jake. What you got?
All right, five. I got Swedish Fish.
Okay.
I got four Kit Kat.
Okay.
Three Skittles.
All right.
Two Snickers. One Reese's.
One Reese's. Nice. 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 All right.
Chocolate lovers.
All right. All right. Okay. So five. Five. I'm going Twizzlers. Okay. Four Twix. Three Kit Kat. To the Chico Stick, Jake.
Never
the Chico
seen it.
Stick.
Never even seen
it. Yeah, who doesn't know the Chico Stick? That's listen, insane. If you guys don't know what the Chico Stick is, you need to look it up. Hit me up. I'll send you a freaking Chico Stick. They're amazing.
90% of the listeners probably.
Oh my gosh, I don't understand how no one knows what Chico Stick is.
Chico Stick.
I'm buying you a Chico Stick, right, bro. I'm telling you. You're going to be fiending for these things from now on, I promise you.
Put me on.
Chico Sticks are amazing. All right. But what's more amazing than a Chico Stick is when you're a kid and you're walking up to the house and you got your mask on and you ring the doorbell and the lady opens the door and she hands you a full-size Butterfinger, my man. A full-size Butterfinger.
And a trip to the orthodontist.
Come on, man.
That just got stuck everywhere, man.
What?
It's like a dog eating peanut butter.
Dude, listen, man. We know what gets stuck. All that other stuff, too. What do you got? Skittles over
there? A cup of peanut butter?
His entire list gets stuck. You got Mama's High Chews. Are you kidding me? Come on. That's like all that taffy stuff. I mean, that's cool, like, if you want to, like, lose a tooth or something like that.
I got all of them, by the way.
I'm just glad Milk Duds aren't on anybody's
list.
Oh,
my God. Milk Duds got to be the worst. Why do you even make Milk Duds?
You need to yank your molars right out, dude.
No, yeah, if you... Yeah, what is the point? What is the worst candy?
The worst candy to me, how about someone else go first?
I don't even know.
The worst. What don't you like?
I like everything. It's just certain times. Like
I don't like. I don't like Twizzlers.
I bit through my tongue doing a Charleston Chew, so
whoa,
I'm no longer.
You bit through your tongue?
Yeah.
God. You know
what?
Charleston Chew. So that is the worst candy in the world. Is Charleston Chew?
Charleston Chews. They're like this big. You get them at like FYE or something like that. Like this. This is crazy.
Don't get them.
Don't get them, no.
Oh, okay. No, I've seen Charleston those before. Chews. I've never been given one.
Let's see. I'm not a big Charleston Chew fan either.
I love Sugar Babies. You like those or the Sugar Daddies?
Yeah. Sugar Daddies are cool. Right. I like Sugar Daddies. They're cool. I don't know. What would be the worst? Sixlets? All right. We have a special guest for this last segment here. Kai Lynn's here.
What's happening?
Yeah.
In the building.
In the building. And real quick, what's up with the Sixlets?
I hate Sixlets and Gobstoppers. Chocolate makes me throw up in general.
But Gobstoppers are just
Gobstoppers are terrible.
I've never even have a Gobstopper.
Good.
Yeah, don't
know. Seen the movie, but I don't know.
You missed out on Chico Sticks. You didn't miss out on that.
All right.
Cool. Chico Sticks are the bomb. Mm. Hey, Kylan, Chico Sticks. Yeah or nay?
Never had.
Oh, told you. Let's go.
Goodness.
Not alone.
Wow.
You're failing, dude. That's horrible, man. That's crazy. Chico Sticks are just amazing. I'm telling you, you're going to have the Chico Stick and be like, what have I been missing my entire life? It's amazing. You like peanut butter?
Love peanut butter.
You like coconut?
I could take it or leave it.
I eat it. Okay.
I could take it or leave it.
Okay.
That's great stuff, man. Mm. I mean, it's what heaven's made out of.
It's
good stuff. It's good stuff. Listen, guys, that's tonight's show. We just wanted to kind of throw that in there, have a little fun. Hope everyone's having a great Halloween, wherever you are. I know over here there's not much. I think we had two trick-or-treaters.
Cool.
But I hope
enjoy the game. It's coming in on a half hour.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy tonight's game and be safe. We'll see you soon.
You are listening to X to Next Sports Radio.